I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. 25 cents worth of nickels, worth about $20 million today, and they're not even real. Well, it depends on how you define real. Here's the story. 1912 was the last year for Liberty Head nickels, and in 1913, Buffalo nickels took their place. No Liberty Head nickels were made in 1913, but somehow, 7 years later, five 1913 Liberty Head nickels turned up, and all in the possession of one man named Samuel Brown. The U.S. Mint knew that Buffalo nickels were going to replace Liberty nickels in 1913, but just in case there was a last-minute change in plans, an emergency die for 1913 Liberty nickels was made. It was locked in a case and destroyed when the Buffalo nickels came out as planned. Or was it? Now fast forward 7 years to December 1919, when Sam Brown of North Towanda, New York, ran an ad in a coin-collecting magazine offering to buy any 1913 Liberty nickels, preferably in proof condition, for $500 each. Soon afterward, Mr. Brown said, he received five such nickels from various collectors, and he sold them for $600 each to a Philadelphia coin dealer named August Wagner, and they were sold several more times over the years. Now here's the funny thing about those nickels. It turns out that Mr. Samuel Brown worked for the Philadelphia Mint back in 1913, and he probably had access to that 1913 Liberty nickel die. The odds seem to be extremely high that Mr. Brown made those nickels on his own from that one emergency die. If so, were they genuine? Not in the sense that they were authorized by the United States government, because they weren't. The official Mint records say no Liberty nickels were stamped with the 1913 date. But on the other hand, there's no doubt these five nickels were minted with a genuine United States Mint die. At any rate, three of the five nickels are in private hands and the other two are in museums. Each nickel has its own name. The Eliasberg, the McDermott, the Norweb, the Olson, and the Walton. The Eliasberg 1913 Liberty Head nickel is in the best condition of the five, and it's owned by an unknown collector in California who bought it in 2007 for $5 million. The Olson Liberty nickel was featured in an episode of Hawaii Five-O and was once owned by King Farouk of Egypt. It is also now owned by a private collector. The Norweb Liberty nickel was once owned by King Farouk also, and it is now in the Smithsonian. The McDermott is the only one of the five nickels with any wear on it. Owner J.V. McDermott carried it around in his pants pocket and showed it off to people, usually in bars, bragging about how rare and valuable it was. Today it's in the American Numismatic Association's Money Museum. But the best story of all is the Walton Liberty nickel. A North Carolina coin dealer named George Walton bought his nickel in 1945. He was killed in a car wreck in 1962 while on his way to a coin convention, and he had the nickel with him. Walton's coins were recovered from the wreckage and auctioned off. But the 1913 Liberty nickel wasn't a part of the auction. It had disappeared. In 2003, a Louisiana coin company offered $1 million for the missing 1913 Liberty Head nickel, or $10,000 just to be able to display the coin. And it was found. George Walton's sister had it. When it had been recovered at the car accident scene, it was thought to be a fake and given back to the family instead of being sent on to the auction. But, of course, it wasn't a fake, and the Walton family allowed it to be displayed with the other four 1913 Liberty nickels at a coin show in Baltimore in 2003. In 2013, the family sold the coin for a bit over $3 million. For years, coin dealers ran ads looking for more 1913 Liberty nickels, but none ever turned up. And now, you know probably why. Thanks for listening, and for more free articles about all things metal detecting and a spiffy ad for my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, visit treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.